All right, welcome into the sixth and final hour of the Game Blitz on this beautiful, cold Friday night across Middle Tennessee. High school football quarterfinal action. What a great night of high school. We have upsets. We got big wins. We got controversy that's happening tonight with one football game that's going on that people are just up in arms about. So a lot of that's going on. So as we do the top and the bottom of the hour, a complete scoreboard update. Hit it, Kenny.
That's right. Your scoreboard update brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises. Life's hard enough. We'll make it harder. We'll start with our teams that punched their tickets to the state championships in Chattanooga, starting with Division II 1A Friendship Christian, led by longtime coach John McNeil. They beat USJ tonight 24-20. The only thing standing in the way between a state championship and the house that Cracker Barrel built will be Nashville Christian. They beat Jackson Christian 56-20, Division II 1A. So it'll be a Nashville Christian Friendship Christian final. Nashville Christian, who lost to DCA in the final last year, Friendship Christian lost to DCA in the semifinal. That will be a fun game. Division II 2A, CPA, Eagle Martin and his boys went to Chattanooga and beat Chattanooga Christian 28-13. They will face off for the third straight year against Lipscomb Academy. They beat Knox Webb 44-7, so they will square off for all the marbles. In Division II 3A, MBA and Macaulay in a thriller. MBA takes a 28-14 lead. Macaulay storms back, scores a touchdown late in the game, make it 28-27, 48 seconds left. They go for two. Two-point conversion unsuccessful. Marcel Reed and his four touchdown passes lead Big Red into the big game where they will see Baylor. This is where the controversy lies, folks. They beat Brentwood Academy 44-39. We'll get into that later. That's a hot topic of discussion, but for now, we will have MBA and Baylor in the state championship, Marcel Reed versus Whit Muschamp. In 6A, Beach dominates Cane Ridge tonight 35-7. They will play Bartlett in the semifinals in 6A. Oakland beats Blackman in the rematch 48-23. Oakland will take on Maryville for the ninth straight time in the semifinals. In 5A, Page exercises the demons of the early season loss to Nolensville. They win 35-28, and they will play another team known as the Patriots. That's Henry County. Henry County broke out the brooms and swept Springfield for the season. They win 27-19, so we'll get Page and Henry County in Henry County next week for a chance to go to the state championship. In 4A, Pearl Cone is one step closer to going on their revenge tour to Chattanooga. They beat Lexington 48-24. In 3A, East Nashville, they get a revenge win against Smith County 40-27. They move on to take on Covington on the road here next week in the 3A state semifinals. Giles County beats Sweetwater 24-13. They get the pleasure of playing Alcoa in the state semifinals in 3A. In 2A, York Institute beats Monterey 35-21. They'll be going to the state semis for the second time in school history. They will meet Chattanooga Tyner, who beat East Robertson tonight 35-7. That'll be a matchup. And then on the other side of the 2A bracket, Decatur Riverside beats Lewis County 33-26. And in 1A, Clay County beats the brakes off Gordonsville 41-6. They swept him on the season. They get to play Coalfield next. And then Fayetteville's undefeated season comes to an abrupt end as they fall to McKenzie 20-18. That is your scoreboard update.
Good job there, Elijah Campbell. Now, the controversy we got tonight, Mike Organ, if you're on Twitter, go to Mike Organ's page at Mike Organ Writer. He has a great final shot of this Brentwood Academy game. They had ball on the 16-yard line. They throw a pass. He's got the controversy. The ref called the guy down at like the 8-inch line. And the fans around there lost their mind. And there's a sweater guy who steps on the field and blocks the last like half second of the video. And you can't see exact. If this guy doesn't get in, you see the play perfectly. And so I don't know what happened. But here's my problem, Elijah. It's the same problem I have at UT football games. There's a lot of people on the sidelines that don't belong there. Get in the way. And I stood there as a cameraman for years shooting games in Neyland Stadium, people get in your way. One famous way, I kicked a guy in 1998, the Clint Sterner fumble. Walking in front of me. I kicked him to not walk in front of me on the sidelines because I had the perfect angle of Clint Sterner's fumble. Perfect angle, everything. I saw him fall. And there was a guy who was going to walk by, a Tennessee fan celebrating, and I kicked him. And that's the problem you got.
So this guy thrown down.
So this sweater guy stands in front of Mike Organ, and you can't see. I mean, this is heartbreaking because it looks like a touchdown from one angle. The other angle, you can't really tell. So it's tough.
It is. Have you seen the broadcast angle?
I have not. But
it's hard to tell. Tough angle. But from the broadcast angle, it looks like all the player for Brentwood Academy had to do was reach across the pylon, and he's got it. And he looks like he's easily within arm's reach. The broadcast angle is a lot more damning, I think, than the sideline angle. I will go ahead and show you, let you watch this while we bring on Kevin Creasy, Oakland head coach. They got a big win tonight.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises, bringing the head coach at Oakland High School, Coach Kevin Creasy. Coach, congratulations on the win. You're back to the semifinals again. How's it feel?
Man, it feels good. Just like the first time, it felt great. This feels great. I think this is eight in a row for Oakland, so we're happy to be here.
A big win tonight over Blackman, and you knew Blackman, coach, was going to give you their best effort. 28-23 at one point in the game, and to talk to the people who saw the game tonight, and just they were talking about how your team did not panic. Did you sense that as well?
Yeah, you know, here's a team from Blackman that we beat by five touchdowns the first time, and you know, it's a rival game. It's you know, a game that is for all the marbles. It's win or go home. And of course, you know, we knew it was going to be hard to beat somebody twice. It always is hard to beat somebody twice. And you know, give those guys credit for battling it out, but you know, at the same time, give our guys credit for, you know, having composure, not losing their mind. And you know, I thought our sideline was pretty calm. We're losing a ball game at our place, and we were calm and you know, got things fixed and got things organized and you know, had a great second half.
Talking to Coach Kevin Creasy, his team with a 48-23 win over Blackman tonight to advance to the state semis. And Coach, one of my favorite parts about your team is that you just have, like, this extra gear. You know, the game's tight, it's really competitive, and you guys just reel off some stops, you reel off some touchdowns, and it's just a gear that not a lot of teams in the state have. Where does that kind of come from?
You know, I just think our guys, you know, they just love the game of football, you know, and they want to play another week with each other. They want to play another week with each other. So I love the fact that they love football. They're all, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, a gym rat's a guy that stays in there and shoots basketball all the time. Our guys are like field house rats. They're always hanging out. They're always in the weight room. They're always in our indoor doing agilities and, you know, we practice hard, and they just – they're eat up with football. And, you know, we just don't really have a big-name player this year. And, you know, I look at our seniors, our senior running backs, there's not a one of them that's over 5'9", not one of them. And they all averaged over 10 yards a carry tonight. We had three different senior running backs average over 10 yards a carry, and none of them, you know, weigh over 180 pounds. They're all short, and they all are quick. And they give it everything they got, man. And I'm just, you know, real proud of those guys. And you know, like I said, it's one of those deals where there's not a big name guy, but nobody cares. Everybody steps up. We had two defensive guys tonight lead us on offense. It was impressive. So, you know, they're willing to step up when it matters, and they don't care who gets the credit. No egos, you know, in our locker room. It's just a fun bunch to coach.
Coach, going into this game against Maryville, by my count, this is the ninth straight year you guys are meeting in the semifinals, and the score is 4-4 in terms of wins and losses. You guys have developed such a neat rivalry with a team that you don't play. You're not supposed to play every year in the regular season, but you play them because you play them in the semifinals of the state every year. What's for people that aren't familiar with this kind of, you know, inadvertent rivalry you have with Maryville, what do they need to know, and what have Maryville and Oakland football games been like over the last decade?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they're the premier program in the state. You know, as many championship banners as they have hanging, they're the measuring stick that all other programs are trying to live up to. And, you know, they're a great storied program, been playing for over 100 years and been winning championship for many of those years. And at the same time, they got great coaches. They got great community support. They got great administrative support. And it's just tough to beat a team like Maryville. And a lot of times, whoever wins this game goes on and wins the state championship. So, you know, that may hold true, it may not. But whenever you play a team like Maryville, you got to understand you've got to earn it, because they're not going to beat themselves. And, you know, we've got real familiar with each other over the years. So it should be a great battle, and it'll probably be one of the toughest ones, you know, going into it. A lot of times, you know, we've gone into those games and had more talent. This year, I think they got more talent, so it's gonna be a rough game, and I think our guys are ready for it. You know, that's why we play a tough schedule, is to get ready for these kind of games, and we overcame a lot of adversity tonight, and you know, I wouldn't expect anything less out of our guys Friday.
We're talking to Oakland head football coach Kevin Creasy. And, Coach, I don't think people understand the grind of the playoffs, because, you know, you got the 10-game regular season, then you got to win 5 to take the state championship. But, you know, every team's throwing their best shot at you, and it's just that grind. And, again, I know your team is used to it, the guys are used to it and all that, but each week, I mean, you got to be so proud of these guys for coming out, keeping that focus, and just moving on to the next one.
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing the same thing for 4 months now. You know, our guys had 3 walkthroughs today. You know what I mean? They had 3 walkthroughs. They're running the same plays that we ran in July, and they had 3 walkthroughs. And you know what? They were focused, and they did it, and they were happy to do it, and they were, you know, making sure they knew all their checks, and they knew all their different adjustments. And, you know, we're doing a walkthrough for the 3rd time on a Friday, and it's November. So, yeah, you know, they know it's important to us. They know it's important to them. So they're willing to do whatever you ask them to do. You know, they worked out Thursday morning. You know, we hadn't stopped working out just because we're in the playoffs. You know, we hadn't stopped working out because the season started. You know, every Thursday morning they're in there working out. And, you know, so they deserve a lot of the rewards that they're getting because of their hard work they put in.
How do you what's the schedule like for like that? We had Coach Rathbone on from Page last week and talk about how practicing on Thanksgiving is a wonderful thing. How do you balance Thanksgiving this week with the big game on Friday?
Yeah, you know, we'll have Thanksgiving practice in the morning. You know, that way they can spend time with their families. You know, a lot of times as coaches, we'll spend a little more time at the field house trying to get ready for the big game. It does help whenever the game's at home. I'll say that for sure. So we're really happy to be playing at home and not having to drive, you know, 3.5 hours, you know, in a different time zone to play.
Well, I will tell you this and leave you with this. We have one high school football helmet in the Game Blitz Studios, and it's an Oakland High School football helmet that we display proudly because Elijah and I, Coach, think that we're part of the team. So just want to let you know that.
What you good.
Well, honorary members.
We want to let you know what you're playing for next Friday night for us.
That's awesome, because that is one beautiful helmet you have there.
It is. Hey, Coach, thank you. Best of luck next week. I will say I hope you beat the snot out of Maryville and head to the state championship again, Coach. Thank you for everything. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. See you guys.
All right, Coach Kevin Creasy. I want the Middle Tennessee boys to do well. I don't care where. All Middle Tennessee teams to do well. All right, we will take another break. We got more coaches, more everything. We're here till midnight. This is the Game Blitz on 102.5, 106.3 of the Game, brought to you by Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy.
Let it bump, though.
All right, welcome back to the Game Blitz here on 102.5, 106 for the game. Many thanks to Kevin Creasy for joining us. Let's head now over to the west part of the state, up to Paris, Tennessee, and bring in Coach James Counts, a head football coach at Henry County, on the phone line, brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises. Coach Counts, congratulations tonight, and congrats on moving to the semifinals.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Springfield tonight, you knew it was going to be a battle. You fell behind early. You got to be proud of the way your team responded after being, I think you were down, what, 19-7?
No, we were down 13-0 nothing there starting in the first quarter.
Oh, my goodness. And you didn't panic? I mean, your guys kind of stayed the course?
Yeah, you know, we had to try to make some adjustments there. They had done some things that we hadn't seen, like most people do, and you know, it took us a few minutes to get some changes made, and you know, once we did that, we made a difference there.
And you knew it was going to be – you guys played such a tough game in the regular season. You knew going in tonight it was going to be another battle, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know, Coach Wilson and those guys do a great job. They get a lot out of their players. And, you know, we knew it was going to be tough. And just proud of our guys for the way that they kept their composure there. You know, for us to come in at halftime leading the game, you know, that was big.
Mm-hmm. Talking to Coach James Counts, head coach of the Henry County Patriots. And, Coach, you talked about not panicking, erasing that deficit, and then having the lead at halftime. What was kind of the turning point where you go from not panicking because you're down but being able to firmly be in the driver's seat of the game?
Well, I think just the flow of the game there and being able to, get the ball back offensively and be able to score and give our kids some confidence. And then they had a bad snap. They hadn't had a bad snap on punt the whole season and had one there, and we got the ball, and we scored then to make it 14-13. And, you know, I think that just gave our guys a little bit of confidence. And then we settled in defensively and made some adjustments there and were able to, be successful stopping them and get the ball back. And we did a good job offensively there, and guys did a good job.
Coach, we had John Davidson on from the, y'all's radio broadcast before the game started today, and we kind of asked him about the environment. He talked about people that are tailgating and grilling out and frying chicken and all this kind of stuff, and the electric atmosphere that was there. But what was the town like leading up to the game, and ultimately, what was it like inside that stadium?
Oh, it was awesome. You know, we've talked about this a little bit, and you know, being a one high school town and the things that we do here, and you know, it was awesome. You know, it definitely, you know, when you earn the right to be, you know, to get to host a game, you know, definitely that home field advantage, you know, the kids being able to do what they normally do and, you know, being in a place that they're familiar with and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, when you earn that opportunity, you know, it pays off. And you know, we're excited, you know, the opportunity to, you know, to me, it's very, very special. You know, I think it brings your community closer together and a lot of things to this next week to be thankful for, and that's what we're proud of.
Absolutely. Talking to Henry County head football coach James Counts. Coach, I know it's kind of early, but what do you know about Page, and what have you heard about your opponent next week, the Page Patriots?
Well, just to be perfectly honest with you, we don't know. You know, we hadn't even got started on it yet. You know, we've kept blinders on, and we're taking each week as it is, and we'll go to work tomorrow. You know, we know a little bit about them just because we played them last year. But as far as the dynamic of what they try to do and all that, we'll get to work on that tomorrow. And I know they're a good football team. I know they're coach well, and their kids play hard, and just very glad that that's going to be here next week and not up there.
Absolutely. By the way, Elijah here is, we told you, Coach, he's been on the Henry County bandwagon. Before the season began, he was a little nervous tonight, but he's so glad now that his hopes and dreams of going to Chattanooga with you guys are still alive.
Never in doubt.
Well, you know, I don't know about Chattanooga yet, but you're very welcome. I get our athletic director. We'll get together, and you guys need to come here next week.
Absolutely, we do. We love Paris, Tennessee. Coach, thank you so much. Best of luck to Battle of the Patriots. It's an honor to have you on the show each week, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, we really appreciate you guys. We're kind of up here in nowhere, and for you guys having us on each week and talking about our program, that means a lot to us.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you
100%.
So much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises and bringing the head coach at East Nashville, Coach Jamal Stewart. Coach, congratulations on the win. Way to go. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, man. It was a big win for our community, a big win for our boys. They played their butts off tonight.
And I not football related, but I hear a nice contingent of fans of East Nashville made the trek up to Smith County. That had to be awesome to see for you guys.
Oh, yeah. When you got a band of 100-plus kids and, you know, you got your cheerleaders who have about 25 of those, and then the rest of the stadium's filled up with fans, that's pretty important to our kids. And it helped us. It helped us tonight. Some things went bad, and they were still boosting us up and supporting us, and the kids responded to it. It's big for us to have that type of support.
Talking to Coach Jamal Stewart, the head coach of East Nashville, they exercised some late-season demons and beat Smith County. And, Coach, I remember when we joined us after the White House playoff game, you talked about some shuffling that had to be done on the offensive line. And part of that shuffling was done in that Smith County game where you guys were only able to muster 14 points, and tonight you put up 40 on the board. What does that say about your group to not only have to adjust to a difficult situation, but grow up quickly and be able to execute at the biggest game of the season?
It's just about their commitment and their bond. Our offensive line, like, they are required to stay along together 24/7. When we have meetings, when we eat, anything we do, they're together. So they had the older guys were required to catch up. Those, my right guard, he's a freshman, and my center right now he's a sophomore. So those two guys' first game experience was really the last four games of the year. So they just playing hard right now. They're very coachable, and the kids love each other. And like I tell them every week, whatever we do, we gotta make it happen so we can get back to Monday together. So they did a good job today.
And Smith County, obviously, a really good football team. And you guys played such a good game in Carthage just a few weeks ago. But what was maybe one thing that you guys might have noticed or maybe were able to exploit that you weren't able to just a couple weeks ago?
Really, all year long, we've been like a smash-mouth team. And I've kind of been holding us back throwing the ball. You know, a little play action here and there, RPO. But we've seen that on film, we got two wide receivers that both just went over 1,000 yards today. And we wanted to air it out a little bit more, and we liked our matchups all game. And Zach was 13 for 15. You can't get any better than that on Friday night. And he was 245, four touchdowns, and two rushing touchdowns. So, I mean, excuse me, three passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns. So he played a good game, and we're just comfortable in the offense now. And the O-line is where we need to be at the right time.
I love it, Coach. Talking to Coach Jamal Stewart at East Nashville. Coach, we talked to you after the Riverdale game a few weeks ago, and you were very apologetic about you were sick that week and you didn't really, you know, give the full – you weren't there to give your team everything you needed that week. You apologized. And you go to Smith County, you lose. But then you get on the road. I mean, you beat White House at home. Then you go to Waverly, big win tonight at Smith County. What has gotten to your team? I mean, is it us against the world mentality now that you got to go on the road? Because you guys are playing really good football now.
Yeah, and I'm not going to take anything from Riverdale. They're a great team. They play well. They play better than us. I was sick, but like I said, we just didn't play East Nashville football. But right now, they don't want this to end. That brotherhood is all it's about, and they're doing whatever it takes to get to Monday. And they're taking the coaching, they're understanding the importance, but they're understanding that all they have is each other. When we was 8-0, everybody loved us. We lost two games straight, and they seen how, you know, people kind of shied away. And I told them, y'all have been the ones that's been grinding since February. Y'all have, this group right here. Not the fans, not the outsiders, not the naysayers. So if y'all stay together and y'all fix it, we'll get to play 15 games. And they kind of bought in and understood where I'm coming from at the right time, and we're playing well right now.
Love it, Coach. We are big fans of you and East Nashville. Continue this ride, and, God, we hope you make the Chattanooga, Coach. Thanks for always coming on and giving us your time, Coach. We appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate you guys' support, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right, that's East Nashville head football coach Jamal Stewart. And, you know, we've talked to him since opening week, Elijah, and just we love his honesty, man, and the love for his players. That's why we love high school football,
that's the
man.
Best part about it. I love the part where he was talking about he made his offensive line do everything together.
Right.
You want to build a cohesive unit, you do everything together. You sync up even in the smallest or minute tasks. You're able to do that in sync, and you're able to function better together. And
love it.
They had some growing up to do in the last couple weeks of the season when they had that reshuffling going around, having to play, you know, a sophomore at center or a right guard that's a freshman. They had to grow up fast. And in the span of like 4 weeks, they got back to what they were early in the season. It's remarkable. They really do have a fantastic bond, and they got something special in East Nashville right now.
Well done. All right, we will take another break. Coming up, we do the top and the bottom of the hour. Complete scoreboard update for you. Just tuning in. Elijah's going to have that for you. We're here another 30 minutes. This is the quarterfinal round of high school football. We're so thankful you're with us tonight. And again, thanks to all the coaches for joining us too as well. All right, take a break. Come back to the other side. This is the Game Blitz on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy. All right, welcome back here to the Game Blitz. So 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Big Joe alongside Elijah Campbell and Big Kenny behind the glass. As we do at the top and the bottom of every hour, we'll give you the scoreboard update. And we got big wins, we got some upsets, and we got a little controversy. Elijah, you got it. Kenny, hit it, brother.
Absolutely. Our last scoreboard update of the night brought to you by Elijah Campbell Enterprises, where life's hard enough already. Let's make it a little harder. We'll go ahead and start with the teams that punched their tickets to Chattanooga to play in the state title game. Starting in Division II 1A, Friendship Christian, the first team to do it. They beat USJ tonight 24-20. They will take on Nashville Christian, who beat Jackson Christian tonight 56-20. In D2 2A, CPA took down Chattanooga Christian 28-13. They will face Trent Dilfer and Lipscomb Academy. They took down previously undefeated Knoxville Webb 44-7. In the D2 3A title game, it will comprise of MBA and Baylor. MBA beat McCauley tonight 28-27. McCauley's two-point conversion attempt with 45 seconds to go to win the game, unsuccessful. Big Red makes it to the big game. Baylor made it in a little more controversial way that we'll get to here in just a little bit, because that maybe requires a little more nuance. But the final score, 44-39 over Brentwood Academy, so they'll meet Big Red in Chattanooga. In 6A, Beach handles Cane Ridge tonight 35-7. They will play, I don't think they go on the road. I forgot if they're going on the road or not.
Who is it?
They play Bartlett. I think they're going on the road for that.
Yeah, Beach on the road, yes.
Beach on the road against Bartlett. Oakland takes care of business against Blackman tonight, 48-23. They will play against Maryville. In 5A, Page beats Nolensville in their rematch, 35-28, setting up a rematch of last year's 5A semifinal, because they're going to take on Henry County, who beat Springfield tonight 27-19. We're going to have the Battle of the Patriots with a ticket to the state title game on the line next week in Paris. In 4A, Pearl Cone beats Lexington 48-24. They move on. I believe they play Haywood in the semifinal. I need to double check that. I thought that was the right. Thought that was it, but I'm delirious.
What game?
Pearl Cone. I think they do play Haywood.
Yes.
Yes, they play Haywood.
Yep.
In the semifinal. In 3A, East Nashville beat Springfield 40-20. Or not Springfield, Smith County. I originally had Springfield written down. They beat Smith County in their rematch, 40-27. East Nashville moves on. They will play at Covington in the semifinals. Giles County beat Sweetwater tonight at home 24-13. They get the pleasure of getting to play Alcoa in the state semifinals. Should be a fun game. In 2A, York Institute beats Monterey tonight 35-21. So for the second time in school history, York will be playing in a state semifinal. They will be playing Chattanooga Tyner, who went to East Robertson tonight and beat them pretty good, 35-7. Riverside also took care of Lewis County in 2A by a score of 33-26. They will move on to play in the state semifinals in 2A. And in 1A, Clay County beats the brakes off of Gordonsville in their rematch of their region title game. That was 41-6. And then McKenzie ends Fayetteville's previously unbeaten season by a score of 20-18. That is your scoreboard update.
Well done, Elijah Campbell. Now, the controversy we have tonight is this Brentwood Academy and Baylor game, where Brentwood Academy was down 44-39. Is that correct?
Yep, 44-39.
So they had the ball last play of the game on the 16-yard line. They threw an out pass, and the guy gets tackled at the half-yard line. It looks like from one angle that the guy gets the pylon. Another angle looks like he was down at the 1 yard line. His knee was down. Then he hits the pylon. There's not really a clear, concise video of it, at least one I haven't seen, right?
I've seen two angles. Mike Organ's Twitter video is one good angle, where it's kind of like shield at the very end.
Right.
But you're on the sideline.
Very end.
You're at the sideline, so it's a little harder to tell. But there's a broadcast angle from their sports radio network. They recorded the game, and And from the broadcast angle, to me, it looks like he was in. Okay. I don't know if he stepped out maybe as soon as he stretched the ball out. That, I can't see. You're a little too far out to be able to make that. But just by looking at it from the broadcast angle, it looked like he was in. It really did convince me. I have had to watch it a few times, but it's as close as it gets. If he somehow was not in, he is a centimeter short of the end zone.
What I noticed on that was the ref was not looking at his knee, instead was looking like at the goal line, at least from the angle I saw. But I still, there's not, to me, a definite view of that play. And I hate it because now it's going to be talked about. I know there's a lot of Brentwood Academy fans are upset, rightfully so, because there's not, to me, the clear angle that happens there. But it's just that was called, that was the game, and Baylor's moving on.
Yeah, and that's how it goes. And you could tell the frustration with some of the Brentwood players where they look around and they're like, he was in. It was a touchdown. And obviously you're going to contest it even if he's in or not.
Right, well, there's a guy to the in the end zone, a fan who shouldn't have been there, but he's like a yard off the end zone. Goes touchdown, signals touchdown before the ref stopped the ball. So I'm looking at this guy thinking, all right, well, maybe he's got that great angle there. I don't know, but it's going to be something to talk about for quite a while.
So there were a few folks there that were going berserk in the end zone over that.
Keep
that
those fans off the field. All right, we'll talk about that more later. All right, let's get the 6A bracket now. Beach heads down, take on Bartlett, Oakland at Maryville. That's your 6A final. We were hoping for an Oakland Beach 6A final weeks ago, and we're close to it.
We are very close to it. I think that is very possible. That, the way Beach played tonight, where they dominated, I mean, absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage from kickoff to final whistle, and their running game is phenomenal for a multitude of reasons. You know, Lance was texting me tonight, too, talking about how they so many different players took direct snaps. And in those direct snap formations, you know they're going to run the ball. They're a wing T offense. They do not like to throw the ball. You know what's coming, but you can't stop it. I likened it to kind of the 60s Green Bay Packers, the Packers sweep.
Yeah.
You know Vince Lombardi's calling it. You know that they're going to run that play, but they're going to execute it to the point where it does not matter if you're prepared for it, because they're going to run it perfectly to the point or to the tune of 35 points against a really good Cane Ridge defense.
Really good Cane Ridge defense. All right, let's drop down to 5A now. Paige will travel to Henry County. Thanks, Coach Rathbone and Coach Counts, for joining the show tonight. Winner of that game will face Powell or Knoxville West. And I guess you pick your poison there. West is really good.
Undefeated. One of the few undefeated teams left in the state.
I mean, they knocked off a 10-0 Daniel Boone team tonight in East Tennessee, 49-7.
Clubbed them.
Who won 5A last year? Powell?
Powell. Yep. Powell beat Paige.
Powell!
Yeah.
Powell. Like from Step Brothers. Powell! Excuse me, why is he
Paige?
Why is he doing that? All right, so we got that there. And again, Coach Couch, we appreciate the offer to come up next week to Henry County. We got to be in studio, though, but God, I'd love to be there.
That would be so much fun.
Oh, and just like bring you out in the middle of the first and second quarter and just give you like a football and fans like, hey, there's Elijah yes. Campbell. And people clap, and they don't know why they're clapping, but they clap anyway.
I'll have signs that say clap, and then Jeb Bush will be there and say, please clap. For those of you who don't know, infamous Twitter moment there. But
that's right.
Get him there. Guys, please clap. Please.
He should have never done that.
All right, that's internet content.
We dropped down to 4A, where, my goodness, Pearl Cone takes on Haywood next week. Haywood, 67-0 in the first round versus Kirby, 47-14 over South Gibson, and they went over Milan tonight, 64-14. Pearl Cone's got a tough road ahead. But you know what? I believe in Coach Bernetti at Pearl Cone. That's a great team, great program, great kids. Hope Pearl Cone stomps him next week and rolls to the state final. And the top part of that bracket, Red Bank is what's Red Bank's overall record? They're 8-2, so they were 11-2 now. Takes on
Mideast Hamilton,
Anderson County, which is undefeated.
And Anderson County beat Greenville, who was also previously undefeated. They beat them 49-7 tonight as well, I think. Was that
48-7?
38-7.
God, you got a great memory.
Another blowout game between two previously unbeaten teams. Anderson County is one of those teams that just a team on a mission, kind of like Pearl Cone, where they had a really good team last year, and then this is a team that's on a mission this year, and they have not played many competitive games. Anderson County's had a lot of blowout wins.
3A, let's go down now. Alcoa travels to Giles County. Alcoa still in a roll after Gary Rankin stepped down, but they won the night 56-21. They'll take on Giles County, who beat Sweetwater 24-13. And the bottom part of that bracket, our boys from East Nashville will travel to take on Covington. Covington's record overall is they're 11-2, so that'll be a battle. I wish this game was at East Nashville because I'd love to see the entire East Nashville community turn out for these young men.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the road. You can't control that. But I think if I'm Coach Stewart, we talked to him earlier, us against the world, we'd go on the road. Let's shock the world tonight and see what happens.
Yeah, and they easily could. Their passing attack is so lethal. And the Joyner, Gordon, wide receiver combo, there's not a lot of schools in 3A that have the speed and athleticism at the corner position times two to be able to compete with that. The matchup.
That 3A would go down here, or 2A, I'm sorry. Your boys at York Institute will take on Tyner. That game's at Tyner in the bottom part of the bracket. Riverside takes on Huntington. Huntington is, they're 11-2. And what will Riverside be? Riverside's had a good year so far, also 11-2. But your boys from York, second time ever in state semifinals?
Second time ever. Now, it's not going to be easy because you're very aware of what Chattanooga Tyner did to East Robertson tonight. Wasn't very close. That Tyner team has been a buzzsaw this year, but if the slipper still fits, would love to see the York Dragons playing in Chattanooga now. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be fantastic. Would you go to that game?
Absolutely. My dad would probably go to that game. Frank Campbell Jr., Game Blitz reporter, would be tickled pink to be able to make a trip to Chattanooga.
And stick around for the 5A game if Henry County makes it.
That's right.
It's a big weekend for you, man.
It would be. I would be a guest of honor in that building, right, whether I get in for free or not. I'd sneak my way in. We'll be in there.
Real quick before the break, let's see. Clay County in 1A beat Gordonsville tonight 41-6. They'll take on Coalfield, who's just a factory up there. That's going to be a tough game. Bottom part of the bracket, our man, D-Mace. They
won.
Right. They beat Peabody 26-24. So D-Mace will take on McKenzie, who beat Fayetteville 20-18. Did they kick a field goal in the last minute?
I think that had to have been it.
Because it was 18-17 late in the fourth quarter, and they win 20-18. So McKenzie moves on and takes on our man D-Mace. He's got a big fake Thanksgiving. Thought he'd be off. Now he's got to work. His football team's playing in the final.
Yeah, right. Busy man.
Yes. All right, we'll take another break. Come back with the Division II games or the state championship bout. A lot of Middle Tennessee love in the state championship games, and then we will wrap it up. You're listening to the game. Let's right here on 102.5, 106 for the game, brought to you by Apple Collision Center and National Playmakers Academy. All right, welcome back into the final few moments of the Game Blitz on this cold but beautiful Friday night of high school football across the state of Tennessee. We're still getting the video angle and looking at everything. What we're seeing here means nothing because we weren't there, but we're watching the video of the Brentwood Academy-Baylor game, and there's so many angles, and looks like his foot's out, looks like his knee's down, looks like he scores. I don't know. I just hate it for a game to end that way.
Yeah, and for it to be in question. And that's like the really unfortunate thing too, right? And I'm sure a lot of coaches and players will say, well, you know, they had other opportunities to win it during the game too. And that's just the one everyone's going to remember because it's the last play. And this is such a heartbreaking way to lose a game where you have the ball at the goal line as time expires, and that's what ends it. That is such a tough, brutal way for your season to end. And especially being that close to a state championship game, you know, you are a sneeze away, maybe a stretch the ball a little further away from being a state champion. I thought it was clearly a touchdown, just a missed call at first, but the more I look at it, the closer it really is. He could have stepped out a little beforehand. One angle we saw, it does look like he might have stepped out of bounds before the stretch even happened at the pylon. It also, if you slow it down and you look at it, you know, pixelate it as much as you can, it does maybe look like the ball's in his right hand and the left shoulder is what's hitting the pylon and the ball not going over. That looks clearly possible there, too. It's just such a bang-bang play and almost an impossible decision to make if you're an official in real time, because I guarantee you if he would have called it a touchdown, Baylor would have been like, well, he's out right here.
Right.
It's a lose-lose.
You're right. You're right. All right, let's get the Division II finals, and the state championship will take place now. And Division II 1A Friendship Christian takes on Nashville Christian. That's at 2 o'clock our time. Thursday, December 1st, down in Chattanooga. And the Division 2A playoffs will be CPA taking on Lipscomb. And the Division 2 3A playoffs will be Baylor taking on MBA. So five of the six teams from Middle Tennessee headed down that way. Really no surprises in those, except you thought maybe Brentwood Academy.
We're a centimeter away from it being six of the six teams, you know? Like, that's how close we were for it to being a clean Middle Tennessee sweep of the Division II state championship games. We were that close.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, so we're going to be here next week, our final game blitz. But, I mean, 3 months ago has just passed by. So 11 weeks of the regular season, three of the playoffs, 14 weeks now of high school football.
Remarkable.
It is. And we're zombies right now.
We are zombies. My brain is mashed potatoes right now.
Oh, man.
It's impressive, exactly. The deterioration that's gone up here between the years.
Yeah, so as we end every show, thanks to all the coaches who call in. We know you're busy and everything's going on. We appreciate the time to call and do that. We have reached out to a few coaches tonight of teams that lost tonight as well, and we totally understand.
Yeah,
if you don't talk to a couple of boneheads on the radio, we trust us. We completely understand. But we'll be back next week. And looking forward to next week because Middle Tennessee is well represented next week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And with a lot of fantastic matchups, a lot of great Middle versus East, Middle versus West Tennessee. A lot on the line here next week. It's going to be the best games we've had yet. The best is yet to come.
It is. It should be a fun week as we lead you up to the State High School Football Championship, which happened 2 weeks down in Chattanooga. For Big Kenny, Elijah Campbell, I'm Big Joe, and to all the coaches and players and reporters, everybody's called in, and parents who listen every Friday night, thank you so much. This is your show as much as it is our show. Appreciate everybody, Apple Collision Center, National Playmakers Academy, for making this show fantastic. We're going to leave you out with this tonight. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you here next week.